The grand opening of Pensacola's first Harmony Park is this Friday afternoon. Thanks to Keep Pensacola Beautiful, a local environmental organization, three large musical structures mark the spot at Inglewood Park next to the Boys and Girls Club.
For weeks, the kids just saw the slab out here. It was just a plain concrete slab, and they were curious. They wanted to know what was going in, what was happening.
J.C. Schwab, director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Emerald Coast Pensacola Club, sharing the anticipation for what would become a Harmony Park site. Installation of three instruments, along with three benches, occurred in December.
So we didn't spoil it to them, and when the equipment finally came, we made a special trip and brought our entire membership out to come see the new equipment and gave a lot of the kids the opportunity to try it out.
On a recent weekday afternoon, some of the kids in the after-school program are giving the instruments a whirl, beating away on two types of xylophones and a set of colorful drums. Schwab says Harmony Parks is a nice addition to their existing recreation space, and it reinforces the music education that Boys and Girls Club has offered at the Pensacola site for a couple of years.
We have music classes every Friday, once a week, with our kindergarten, second grade, and our third through fifth grade groups.
According to Schwab, this is an enrichment project they're able to provide thanks to a grant from 21st Century Community Learning Centers.
So we have a certified music instructor that comes in and does a drum class with our kids every Friday at both our Montclair site and our Inglewood location here.
11-year-old Bryson, who happens to be the spelling bee champion at Oak Crest Elementary School and will participate in the annual Sandy Sansing Spelling Bee at the end of the month, is called over to demonstrate what they've been learning in their weekly drum class.
This is like the drum formations. This is open, bass, and slap.
Okay.
Open, bass. She got it.
One of the most beautiful things about it is you don't have to have any musical experience, and the notes are supposed to sound good together in any combination.
Sigrid Solgaard is executive director of Keep Pensacola Beautiful. She says she learned about Harmony Parks while visiting her grandparents a few years ago in Minnesota.
They had this beautiful Harmony Park at one of their parks that actually surrounds a lake, and their instruments were spaced out around this walking path that surrounded their lake. And I was like, wow, these are really cool. We'd love to see something like this in Pensacola.
This kind of park, Solgaard says, meets their mission in terms of creating places in the community that encourage people of all ages to get outside. She was motivated further by the fact that this area was lacking.
On the Harmony Parks website, the manufacturer of these instruments, they have a map of all the locations where they have Harmony Parks. And we didn't have any within, like, 50 to 100 miles of Pensacola. I thought it would be a great addition.
The Harmony Parks project, which cost about $13,000, has been in the works for about 3 years and finally came together with funding from a variety of sponsors. Looking to branch out into Escambia County, Inglewood Park on North H Street was chosen as the site of the area's first Harmony Park. According to Solgaard, one consideration was Keep Pensacola Beautiful's annual index of roadside litter throughout the county.
So what we wanted to do was kind of target the areas in the county that had a higher rating for litter, because research has kind of shown that areas that are more purposefully beautified, where you have landscaping or an area that's obviously cared for, tends to attract less litter.
To me, I think they did it because we have a captive audience here.
Again, J.C. Schwab, director of the Boys and Girls Club in Pensacola, which is next to Inglewood Park and the new Harmony Park.
We have an after-school program. We operate Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 6:30. We serve anywhere from 60 to 75 kids a day at this location, and we have an additional 30 kids at Montclair Elementary School.
So far, the response from the kids has been great.
I like it because you can express yourself in many ways by doing music.
When you play, you can feel it vibrating on your body.
Mainly people go to the xylophones, so if all the xylophones are filled up, I just go up to the drums because they is always open.
Well, I think it's really nice because like we get to come outside and just mess around with the instruments, see if we can like try to make new sounds.
Keep Pensacola Beautiful plans to pursue more Harmony Park sites in the area, and it is this kind of feedback that could help boost their efforts. The grand opening of the first Harmony Park in Pensacola is this Friday afternoon, 3:30 at Inglewood Park. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.